The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Sioux City will likely be offering sports betting by the middle of next month. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission this morning approved a contract between the Hard Rock and the third-party sports betting operator Hard Rock Iowa. Mobile sports betting, which allows gamblers to place mobile bets with an electronic device, will come later. The Iowa Department of Public Safety failed to conduct nationwide background checks before issuing more than 5,000 licenses to private investigators, security guards, and people working in bail enforcement. An investigation by the state auditor's office found one DPS employee was responsible for making sure applicants for so-called guard cards went through an Iowa background check and a nationwide check. DPS Commissioner Stephen Bayen says there's an ongoing criminal investigation, so he can't speculate on the intent.
There's no suggestion that someone was assaulted or anything along those lines among those 25 or so that were improperly issued, from the sense that they were otherwise barred from being eligible to obtain a card.
Bayen says he's not aware of anyone being hurt because of the situation or of any embezzlement of application fees. University of Northern Iowa President Mark Nook says the Cedar Falls campus needs to extend next year's tuition freeze until UNI's tuition attracts more students. The Board of Regents is freezing UNI's fall tuition, but hiking the bill at Iowa State and the University of Iowa by nearly 4%. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.